From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. University of Missouri officials are defending their decision to spend $1.27 million to have a Philadelphia-based firm market the system's flagship Columbia campus. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the university system's board of curators had a presentation Friday about external marketing from the firm hired in July. The move came weeks after the university fired members of its own Mizzou creative marketing team because of budget constraints. The firm hired was 160 over 90, and Columbia campus chancellor Alexander Cartwright said the firm has worked with numerous other universities. Two consultants said the firm would rehabilitate the University of Missouri's image and provide visible results by spring. The Columbia campus has seen its enrollment drop almost 13% since protests in November 2015. The mayor of Springfield, Missouri, says a massive new aquarium and museum in the southwest Missouri town is a game changer. The Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium opened last week in a Hollywood-style celebration. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Jimmy Carter were there for the opening, along with celebrities like Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Costner. The 290,350,000-square-foot venue is conservation-focused. It was envisioned by John Morris, CEO of Springfield-based Bass Pro Shops, and it includes 35,000 live fish, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and birds from 800 species. Broadway hotel owner David Parmley's request for tax increment financing to help him build a second hotel tower is up for a public hearing at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The Columbia Missourian reports Parmley is asking the city for about $2.1 million in assistance to relieve some of the $20 million projected cost of the second tower. Parmley would build the tower on the lot behind the existing hotel at 1104 East Walnut Street, next to the Short Street Garage. The Tax Increment Financing Commission will vote on whether to recommend the City Council approved the funds, and Parmley said building the second tower wouldn't be feasible even with $2 million in help. Parmley said he would seek additional financing before moving forward. Reports of on-campus rape tripled between 2014 and 2016, according to the MU Police 2017 annual report released Wednesday. Reports of stalking and domestic violence also increased during the same time period, according to the report. The Columbia Missourian reports that in 2014, there were 6 reports of rape on campus. In 2015, there were 12, and last year, there were 19. MU Police Lieutenant Kevin Rogers said the increase might be because students are more comfortable reporting the crimes to authorities. Around 3 in 10 MU female undergraduate students reported being victims of non-consensual sexual conduct in 2015, according to previous Missourian reporting. The Title IX office had 189 reports from students during the 2015-2016 school year. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News Columbia.